This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. At this hour, Hawaii Congressman Ed Case and Congressman-elect Kai Kahele are preparing to hold a news conference to talk about their priorities post-election. We talked to Representative Ed Case just within the last half hour about the results of the general.
President Biden obviously earned the vote of many, many folks who had not voted for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, and I think he earned the vote of kind of that middle ground in America that could have gone either way. And he did that by presenting a more unifying, healing, forward-oriented approach, and I think they chose that over the Trump presidency. However, let's not forget that Donald Trump looks to have gotten 70 million votes. And so he got the second highest popular vote total in the history of our country. And so there are 70 million Americans out there who made a different choice. And here in Hawaii, one out of three voters chose Trump. And so clearly there is a concern and a perspective that feel like losers today, and they have to be included in the dialogue going forward. So the presidency was answered, but that doesn't end anything. All that does is amplify the work ahead.
So what does that mean for the work in the House?
Well, I think the House obviously has to listen as well as anybody else. I certainly am listening to my constituents. I'm listening to what they had to say in the election, and I'm trying to take that perspective, back to Congress with me, as our, 435 colleagues out there. And so I think the House has to also learn those lessons. And President-elect Biden says that we all need to collaborate, and we have to do that. And I think that's going to be a very, very tough hill to climb, but we have to climb it. And so for the House, it means that on the bread and butter issues, the day-to-day issues that Americans care about across the political spectrum, the cost of living, the economy, health care, we have got to find a way to forge a much better and broader consensus on those issues rather than have them descend into kind of extreme position political rhetoric.
And you've been in contact with Congressman-elect Kai Kahele. We talked with him on Friday. What are your priorities?
My priorities with him are to get him up and running as absolutely fast as possible, and I think that he's going to do that. We've enjoyed a long, personal relationship. We obviously both come from Hilo, so we're both proud Hilo boys. We have a shared heritage in that way. And so I think we have a great comfort level with each other going into this. And my job is to get him in place and get him up and going as fast as possible and to forge a full, active, true team for Hawaii in the U.S. House. And I think that that's all well underway now. So I'm quite encouraged by where things stand, and I'm looking for great things from him.
There has been lots of concern about, the CARES money running out at the end of the year and not having anything else in place.
Well, I think it's an incredible concern, and I have been deeply disappointed that we didn't come with a second emergency assistance package far earlier than this. After all, in the House, we passed it on May 15th, so we've known for half a year now that we needed another package, and it's been a tragedy that the, combination of differing perspectives and raw politics and election has obscured that. However, those elections are over now, and we've got to get that next big package in place immediately. So in terms of the remaining less than 2 months of this particular Congress, that has to be priority number one. It's my priority, and I think it's most of Congress's priority, and I know it's President-elect Biden's priority.
And we've watched the numbers go up and down when it comes to the COVID-19 cases and the fatalities here. And, Hilo was hard hit at the vet center. We're seeing just outbreaks on the neighbor islands. What are your thoughts about where we sit as we watch what's going on across the country?
We're in a highly tenuous situation right now. We are, in some ways, very unfortunately, where we stood in the middle of the summer, where we thought we were doing well relative to the rest of the country and somehow felt that we were immune from that. And of course, that proved to be exactly wrong, as any public health expert would have told you. There's nothing about Hawaii that is somehow, different when it comes to COVID-19, inherently different. And so we ignored the warning signs for the rest of the country when the rest of the country, went up in COVID-19, had that second spike, we coasted here, and we suffered for that. And so here we are. We're in the third spike in the rest of the country, which is more severe even than the first and the second spike. And so if we don't heed the lessons of the middle of the summer and say to ourselves that we have to be extra vigilant now because, number one, the rest of the country is spiking worse than before, and number two, we have now, of course, opened up to the rest of the country, so folks from those areas are coming here, we are not going to be well served by that. And so it's very, very tenuous. It could go either way. We could either continue to do the right things and help all of ourselves along, or we could lapse into what got us into a very tough situation earlier.
Well, there are some who are saying that there ought to be a national mask mandate. You know, where do you sit on that?
First of all, wearing a mask is the number one preventive effort that you can do with COVID-19. There's just no scientific doubt about it. The more people that wear masks, the less COVID-19 has the opportunity to spread. Now, you know, if there is a clear recommendation out of an objective, scientific, public health perspective in Washington that COVID-19 is getting so bad for this country that the only real way to try to lick it is, you know, with rare exceptions, we all have to wear a mask, I would be in favor of that. I haven't heard that recommendation yet. And from the get-go, my own view of it is listen to the public health experts. And so I'm going to be listening to the public health experts, and especially now that the narrative out of that community in Washington, D.C. is not attempted to be colored by the politics of the moment. So I am optimistic that with a fresh look at the public health requirements and a focus, a laser focus on the public health requirements, which is what President-elect Biden has promised, we will get the best possible public health advice. And if that does lead to a national mask mandate, then so be it.
Do you worry about the pushback, though, because there have been, you know, calls for violence just, you know, with the results of the election, you know, and if there is a mandate, you know, we know that there are segments across the community that are not in favor of that. You made the list of the American Conservative Union Foundation as a, you know, radical left. You know, do you worry about the divisiveness, you know, on this issue?
Of course I worry about it. I worry about leaders of our country telling people that they don't have to wear masks. I worry about leaders of our country taking positions that are directly contrary to the public health experts. And yes, of course I worry that the result of that is violence. But the bottom line is you can't let that risk, which comes from a distinct minority perspective throughout our country, drive what is necessary for all of us to be safe from a public health perspective and to have a revived economy. So that can't be the driver. What has to be the driver is telling the truth to the American people about what is needed, and then implementing what is needed on a logical, reasoned, national basis, rather than, you know, leaving each of these issues to the states, which is good to adjust to individual state concerns. But COVID-19 doesn't care at all about state borders, so why should we treat it as a uniquely state issue? That makes no sense. And so I'm looking for that national plan and to implement that national plan, and I'm trusting that the vast majority of Americans, whether they voted for Biden or Trump, are going to understand why that national plan is necessary and be convinced of the scientific evidence behind that national plan for their own safety and that of their communities, wherever those communities are.
I know Congressman-elect Kahele is heading to Washington. Do you have meetings set up with the rest of our Hawaii delegation?
Well, he's got a very, very full agenda going back to Washington, and he has been very active already in reaching out to leaders in Congress and colleagues and colleagues-to-be. I believe that he has reached out to, you know, both of our senators. I've certainly, over the past couple of weeks, in anticipation that in the event that he won, I've certainly introduced him myself to many of my colleagues, and so I've done as much as I possibly could over the last couple of months to get him as ready as possible. So we are, you know, full courtesies of my office, whatever he needs to get his staff set up, whatever he needs in the way of advice on, you know, committee assignments, on any range of issues that a new member of Congress has to deal with. I'm trying to get him as far along as I possibly can, and we've gotten him as far along as I think we can get him. But now it's up to him. Now he goes to Washington, he meets his new colleagues, he gets oriented himself, he starts to forge those relationships that you know, 14 of us since statehood have all done the same thing. We've all, you know, started our own journeys, and ranging from, you know, Senator Inouye in 1959 through some of the, you know, the great figures in our own political history, and now he's the 15th to take his own place in the U.S. House on behalf of Hawaii, and I'm quite optimistic that he is as well prepared as he can be, and that he's going to make very, very good use of not only his preparation but his natural abilities. Can I speak to your political left issue?
Oh yes,
issue?
Yes. Yeah, so what do you think about being on that list?
This is an interesting one. First of all, the first thing to say to you is that, of course, the first thing to say is I'm just not into labels at all. It's a nice, catchy label, but, I've never fit any particular label, and I'm not going to start now. It's always the labelers for a particular issue that want to label you a certain way, and the ACU is probably the primary example of that. This coalition of the radical left, as they call it, actually includes close to 200 out of the 435 members of Congress. So clearly, I think it would be way off to represent that there are fully 200 members of the U.S. House of Representatives that are off on some fringe. That's clearly not the case. And so, it's all in the labeling. And if you take a look at the bills that they judge that on, well, let's see, a couple of major gun violence prevention measures, such as universal background checks, permanently funding the Land and Water Conservation Act, which they opposed and I supported, a vote to halt the withdrawal of our country from the Paris Climate Accords. They disagreed with me on that. They wanted us to get out. I didn't think that was good. Funding graduate medical education programs to increase public health capacity. Reducing spending at the EPA and the Department of the Interior, lowering drug prices, requiring, the drug companies to negotiate with Medicare. These are all things they opposed. I supported, and I was rated as a part of the coalition of the radical left for voting for those things. Well, I think that that's a solid front and center throughout my district, at least. And so, these are just games that are distracting from what we actually have to do, which is find moderate, mainstream consensus solutions that are going to include all Americans, and I'm on board with that.
That was Representative Ed Case talking about some of the challenges ahead. The other Hilo boy, Congressman-elect Kai Kahele, just completed guard training this weekend, and he leaves for Washington, D.C. tonight. He'll be sworn into office in January.